Singer Tom Waits put his latest CD together in an unorthodox manner for him. He assembled beats in the way a hip-hop artist would, and he avoided the piano, his customary composing tool, in favor of more abrasive sounds. Critic Tom Moon says these changes make the album, called Real Gone, a challenging listen.
Tom Waits has been known to underscore the meaning of a song by turning himself into a grumbling hobo, or a raving street preacher, or a half-drunk singer of sea shanties. But it's safe to say he's never made his voice sound quite like this. Here, inside this terrifying blur of a war cry, we have an entire spectrum of sound. There are screechy highs and battering ram low notes and all kinds of stuff in between. It's the voice as an assault weapon. Vocal characterizations have always been central to the music of Tom Waits, but with this album, he takes them further than ever before. He's using his voice not just for the so-called melodies, but as part of the rhythm section. Waits recorded himself in the bathroom of his makeshift studio, doing wheezing and sputtering mouth percussion. Where hip-hop artists strive to make those vocalized beats seem smooth, like they came from a drum machine, Waits went for something in a limping lurch. These dissonant sounds intentionally mask what Waits does best, tell tales of street characters on the downside of desperate. It's almost shocking when the clutter dies down, like on the song called The Day After Tomorrow, which is a soldier's letter home.
I got your letter today, and I miss you all so much here. I can't wait to see you all. And I'm counting the days, dear. I still believe that there's gold at the end of the world. And I'll come home to Illinois on the day after tomorrow.
It's nice to hear a straightforward weeper from Tom Waits, because with most of Real Gone, he seems to be setting elaborate smokescreens. It's probably the most dense, difficult listening experience Waits has ever offered. At first, it sounds like he's trying to ditch language completely. Only after repeated listening does it become clear. He's using the scrap heap sounds to enhance the words, setting his stories in extreme places and moods most musicians wouldn't dare to visit.
Give my medicine. Sky's the autumn gray will only rain.
The CD is Real Gone by Tom Waits. Our reviewer Tom Moon writes about music at the Philadelphia Inquirer. No.